Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't understand the frustration with Brian Gain and the Houston Texans 3 days into free agency. I really, really don't. We said heading into this, the cornerback was the number one priority. They've improved the cornerback position. They've basically gotten the same type of player at the safety position for cheaper. So I understand that a lot of people are used to being pissed off at the Texans. That's fine. If you want to do that, go right ahead. But I refuse to come on here and yell about Brian Gain not spending money or overpaying for guys while at the same time making his team better, which is what I believe.
All right, and here's my deal. And you've heard Wade Smith talking about that cut that we played on a promo a few times today. You know, I would much rather have these two guys than Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson and the $8 million. I would agree with Wade Smith.
I thought that was Clint Sterner, man. How are you mixing those two up?
Was it? I thought it was Wade Smith.
I'm pretty sure it was Clint Sterner.
Do we have it?
No, it was Clint Sterner, dude.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Race car!
He does got
positive?
A little bit. Yeah, I promise you.
Okay, either way, somebody
he
said.
Does got a he does got a little flavor, though.
He does. He, absolutely. I've had to tell several friends, no, man, really, he's white.
Clint Sterner's my hero.
He's like the Arkansas. It must be an Arkansas thing because Ryan Mallett's the same way.
Yeah. But anywho, so he said he'd much rather have these two players and $8 million over Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson. I will agree if, and it's a big if, you use that money. So you're saying, you know, that they're absolutely positively better. That's fine. That's
no, I'm not saying it that. I'm just saying
well, you actually
better.
Said they're slightly better.
Yes.
But definitively better, I should put it
yes,
that way.
Yes, 100%.
You're saying they're definitively better. I disagree. But that can be a disagreement. That's opinion, all right? I think it is a wash at safety, and I happen to think Kareem Jackson was a better cornerback, more consistent cornerback for sure, over Bradley Roby. We can disagree on that, and we'll never really, you know one way or the other because Kareem Jackson's not going to be playing here next year, and Bradley Roby is. What I will say is this. Use that money, man. You use that money wisely. Get the make this team a better because overall, like the breadth of this team, even if you say, okay, they got better, did they get good enough to contend, to get over the Colts? To get past the Browns now, after the Browns of what they've done.
Traded for Odell Beckham Jr. and Olivier Vernon the last 3 days.
Can they get past the Chiefs? Can they get past the Patriots? There are at least four teams, maybe more. Hell, the Ravens, who have the best defense in football, and they added to it with Earl Thomas.
Well, they did lose C.J. Mosley,
right.
Eric Weddle, and Terrell Suggs, though.
And they've added Earl Thomas and then Mark Ingram on the running game. But what I'm saying is there are for sure four teams better than the Texans right now. Would you agree with that in the AFC?
Yes.
Texans might have gotten better, but that's not going to get you to any Super Bowl.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so that's my point. You know, if you're frustrated with Brian Gain, I think it's a little too soon, first of all, because this is truly the first, this is Happy New League year a day. So the resolution should be, let's see what he does from this point forward. But I think it's fair to be frustrated so far, if that's how you want to do it. Because I'm a little frustrated so far. Are you not?
No.
At all?
Not at all.
You didn't want any of these other guys that are signing elsewhere?
Ronald Darby hasn't signed yet. I like Bradley Roby on a one-year deal.
But they're not going to sign Ronald Darby.
Yeah. I mean, but you never know. But
well, Tevin Coleman, you've been about him.
I like Bradley. Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, sit here and, like, throw a fit if they don't sign Tevin Coleman. Mm-hmm. But I do think Bradley Roby on a one-year prove-it deal. I think that's a good deal for Brian Gain. I'm not going to give him executive of the year, but I like it. 713-572-4610. What say you talking about the Texans offseason and the frustration many are feeling? I'm not. John Lopez is. What say you, Loopholes? Let's go to Mike from the north side. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. Landry, I'm going to be real quick. I am on your side 100%. These guys, I don't know what they're seeing. First of all, I never liked the acquisition of a Honey Badger guy. He's too short. He's too small. I've looked at every game. You know, I record these. I'm a diehard. I'm from back in the Love You Blue days, too. And Mathieu, other than a few interceptions he got off the tips, He was a liability. The little guy can't tackle. I saw him getting turned around. I'm telling y'all, this guy that we brought in town is an upgrade over him. Jackson, real quick. Jackson is a liability in the passing game. He's a heavy hitter like you see around the line. But with Matthew back there, we can't use him as safety. Safety, it'll have been good back there with those guys, but that's not the case with him. So he's a liability. Brandon Roby, Roby is a better corner. Yeah, everybody has a little thing they got to deal with. Roby's a better corner. Now we're better at corner. We're better now at safety. We're bigger, we're larger, and that little guy, Honey Badge, I never was sold on him. I'm sorry, y'all. They wasting their money on him. And now we can go. The man still got the money. Landry, you on point. We got the offensive line. We still got to keep bringing in. We still got room for that. We still got the draft. And I understand what Lopez is talking about, but them guys are stepping out of bounds. We're on point. Let's keep going. We are better, Landry. I'm on your team. Keep your mind. Don't listen to – now, and Lopez, I like everything you do. You're my man. But right now, you're a little over it right now. Okay, but let me go and let you guys finish. But I love you guys. But Landry is on point. All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks very much for tuning into the show. That's all you need right there. We can end it right there.
No.
That's
no.
A smart man right there, that Mike.
He is a smart man, but even smart men make mistakes. Would you rather be the Texans or the Browns in free agency?
Well, obviously you would rather be the Browns.
Texans had more money.
Yeah, but the Browns made better moves. I'm not sitting here crowning the Texans the kings of free agency.
Right, no. I was going over the top there deliberately. You can like this deal. I'm telling you, you can like it. He can like it. They maybe have marginally gotten better overall, but I don't see it.
Wait, I thought you said they had. Now you're coming to my side. My man helped you out right there.
No, I said I don't see it.
You got to go to the north side. You got some of that north side wisdom now. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in.
I could have sworn I said I don't see it.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Well, let's say that we made a lateral move, all right? Let's not agree with this.
That's exactly right.
Let's say we made a lateral move. Mm-hmm. Here's my problem, okay? We got our quarterback that potentially could take us to the Super Bowl. Does anybody believe Lamar Miller at running back is going to get us past the Indianapolis Colts?
You wanted Le'Veon, didn't you? You wanted Le'Veon, Bill?
Well, look, we saved $8 million, and Mr. Lopez just said the word, look, we should spend it. So if we saved $8 million and made a lateral move, how much more do we have to come out of pocket? Not a lot to put Le'Veon Bell back there. Tevin Coleman should definitely be targeted. He is an upgrade from Lamar Miller. The frustration stems from we gave up two first-round picks to get our quarterback. Now we have the money to move and build a Super Bowl contending team, and we seem to be pumping the brakes. When Le'Veon Bell didn't get as much money as we thought he was going to get, the Texans, I think, should have been actively pursuing a running back, and Le'Veon Bell should have been probably the top target.
Appreciate it, and I think the bigger point, as I've made earlier in the show, is you know, if you're going to be making this run at players and such, you can't expect to get all five needs left, and I think there are legitimate five needs left.
Name them
in the draft. At least two offensive linemen, a cornerback, a receiver. You don't think the Texans need a receiver?
I guess because of the health of QT and Will. Okay.
Right.
I think it's like a lower level receiver. I don't think they need to like invest like a high draft pick or anything like that.
What I'm saying is these are needs that are clear needs. And a defensive tackle? Maybe a tight end? Right?
Maybe.
So at least five absolute needs that this
you're
team
pressing
has.
Needs right now, whether it comes from improvement within or you know your luxuries that you have in the offseason are cornerback and offensive line. We agree with that.
I would say running back in there as well. I would say the three.
I don't think they think that.
Well, they only got two, so you can't go to you can't go to you know to the games.
I don't think they're shooting for the stars with the running back. This is my fear.
Well, here's my other point. We kind of went on a tangent there. Let's say they have five absolute needs. To what degree they are and where you rank them is insignificant. You're not going to go five for five in the draft. You're just not. The greatest general manager in history never went five for five in the draft. So you have to be able to get some proven commodities via free agency. And boy, what's a good time to get these proven commodities? I don't know, when maybe you have the third most money in the NFL. That might be a good time to get one of these pressing needs done. That's my big.
Which one would you have wanted to see then? Because it's easy to say this. Yeah, which one would you have wanted to see? Because there's a lot of people saying, well, you should have spent money. Who? What? What did they make a mistake not doing?
Pick your favorite running back. I think the proven commodities here were running back, Le'Veon Bell. We've gone over that a million times. And Tevin Coleman, who you actually say you like.
I like Tevin.
I think you could have gotten one of those guys. I'd have felt a hell of a lot better if you had a running back to go with Lamar Miller.
I would move on from Lamar Miller.
Or move on.
If you
Either
gave
way.
Me Tevin Coleman, yeah. I could move on. I could cut Lamar Miller and save $6 million. I would be willing to move on from Lamar Miller.
That's fine. And then a late pick to bolster Deontay Foreman or whatever.
Or I would be committed to making Lamar Miller by far my second best running back.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my goal.
Right.
That's the one thing I would like to see them do that I think is very realistic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of these offensive linemen, there's a lot of question marks about them. I don't know if these guys are for sure solid starters in the NFL. But I do think if you bring in Tevin Coleman that you can make Lamar Miller arguably your second best running back. I think they need to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably won't. But they did get a little bit better, I will say that. Stanford Route's going to be in the building in about 20 minutes. The Honey Badger has some advice for Brian Gain. Is it time for him to shut up? I say yes. That's next.
Me, Honey Boo Boo Cha.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.